Box A, Class Implementation. So on the previous slide, we saw how to define a class. However, we must still provide an implementation to the class's member functions. Implementing a member function is a little different than implementing a regular function. The difference is that the class name, followed by two colons, must prefix the member function name. The two colons taken together is called the scope resolution operator, and we specify it here to indicate which class the function belongs to. The box illustrates the syntax for the three wizard member functions, so it's pretty much the same. We just have to remember to write wizard, colon, colon, before the function name, but everything else is the same. Also, note that we implement member functions outside the class definition. This will be more clearly seen when we look at an example. Incidentally, as with regular functions, member functions can be overloaded as well. Also recall that private data members and member functions can only be accessed or invoked inside the class implementation. That is essentially what private means. Box B, constructors. Every class has a constructor and destructor, which are special kinds of methods. If you do not explicitly define these methods, the compiler will generate default ones automatically. In short, a constructor is a method that is automatically executed when an object is instantiated, and a destructor is a method that is automatically executed when an object is deleted. A constructor is typically used to initialize data members to some default value, or to allocate any dynamic memory the class uses, or to execute any initialization code that you want executed as the object is being created. As said, constructors and destructors are special, and they take a specific syntax. In particular, a constructor has no return type, and its name is also the name of the class. The code snippet in box B shows an example implementation of a wizard constructor. To reiterate, a constructor is the method invoked when an instance is instantiated, so it gives us a chance to initialize and/or execute code as an instance is being made. Box C, destructor. A destructor is typically used to free any dynamic memory the class has allocated because, if it does not delete it when the object is being destroyed, it will result in a memory leak. Note that you never invoke a destructor yourself. Rather, the destructor will automatically be called when an object is being deleted from memory. A destructor has no return type, no parameters, and its name is the name of the class, but prefixed with a tilde. Box C shows a sample implementation of a wizard destructor. Note that we do not need to execute any code here, since there is nothing to clean up explicitly. Typically, a destructor is used to delete dynamic memory, which we allocated in the constructor. Box D, indirect membership operator. We can get pointers to class instances as well. To invoke a method or access a data member, we must first dereference the pointer to get the variable, and then we can use the dot operator as normal. We use the parentheses to specify that the dereference operation must come before the dot operation. However, this syntax is considered cumbersome, and so a shorthand was developed. When using a pointer type, we can invoke a member function or access a data member using the indirect membership operator, which looks like an arrow. Incidentally, we invoke a member function of a class in the same way we access a data member, with the dot operator. Note, however, if a member function or data member is private, then we won't be able to invoke or access it with the dot operator. You'll get a compiler error. This is correct, since code outside the class implementation is not supposed to invoke or access private member functions or data members.